Ladies, how many times have you said to yourself, I am going to start on Monday. I'm going to start this new diet on Monday. Or I'm going to start at the beginning of next month. Or I'm going to start dieting and eating clean in the new year. If you're anything like many of us, you've probably said it too many times to count. And that's because diets don't work. For many, many reasons, and many of those reasons you probably already know. And I really don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you should do instead of dieting. How about changing your mindset? Changing your mindset so that you stop dieting and start living. Start living as a healthy and fit person that you want to be. So, let's get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am so happy to be back in the saddle with you on this marvelous Monday. And I am praying that you too are having a marvelous Monday. But before I jump into this episode, I wanted to update you ladies on how my social media fast or my social media break is going. If you recall on my last episode, I told you that I was going to delete Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and Pinterest off my phone. Well, I made it for 7 days without any of those apps. Not gonna lie, it was not easy. Doing this experiment, it made me realize how often I pick up my phone to scroll as a way to distract or procrastinate, especially in the evenings. During the day, I'm busy homeschooling and working, so it's a bit easier. But then in the evening when my brain is fried from homeschooling and also working, that's when I found myself wanting to do some kind of distraction or have some kind of break. But after the first 2 days, I didn't really think about it as much. So I'm going to do it for another week, and I will let you know how that goes. All right. So let's get into dieting. Let's talk about dieting. And let's talk about why I think you should stop dieting and start living to achieve your weight loss and your health and wellness goals. Because we spend a lot of time thinking about our health and wellness from the perspective of dieting and losing weight. And along with that, we tend to think about it as the next event, if you will. Like losing weight to be summertime fine or fitting into that bodycon dress or getting ready for a cruise or even getting a revenge body. And if you know what I'm talking about when I say revenge body. But we don't often think about our health and wellness. And I put that in air quotes from the perspective of this is my life and this is how I choose to honor my body. I choose to honor my body by eating healthy foods that nourish my body, make me feel good. I choose to move my body in a way that keeps me flexible and keeps me strong. And the byproduct, if you're consistent, will be a fit, toned, stronger body. But how do you stay consistent? How do you stay consistent? It's that simple yet hard thing that we need to do. It's choosing to say every day, this is the life that I choose. So let's talk about the word diet for a minute. And it has a few different meanings. And the most common meaning, or the most common way that we use it, as a verb. And I looked it up. And according to the Oxford Language and Merriam-Webster, which are two dictionaries now online. Remember those days when we would pull out the dictionary? But anyway, now online, it means to restrict oneself to small amounts or special kinds of food in order to lose weight, or a regimen of eating and drinking sparingly so as to reduce one's weight. So that's the meaning of diet. But if you ever want to lose weight and build muscle and be toned, be active, and eat without regret and stress and anxiety, it has to be a way of life. It has to be a lifestyle. And I know it sounds cliche. I know it sounds cliche, but it's a fact. You cannot treat it like an event and expect to keep and sustain the results. Like when you go to a concert, once you get home from that concert, it's a wrap, meaning all you have is the memory of the concert. It was amazing while you were there. Like I remember when I went to see Prince in concert, God rest his soul. But it was such an amazing concert. But after it was over, it was over. Unless you download the music, you play the music in the car, and you listen to it at home, or you listen to it wherever you listen to music. That's how it is when it comes to a healthy lifestyle. It has to be a part of who you are and whatever you're doing. Like the music, it has to be playing in the background so that while you may not be focused on it at the time or all the time, it is very much a part of who you are. For me, I was very much an events-driven person when it came to health and wellness. When I was competing, it was to get in shape for the next competition. Then it was to lose weight for a vacation or an event. Then it became to lose the baby weight. And then it was a lose weight for a reunion, and on and on and on and on and on. It wasn't until I stopped thinking about it as, I gotta lose this weight, or I need to look this way for whatever event. And I had to begin to say, and here's the key, believe, and here's the other key, and live in a way that affirmed who I wanted to become and who I am today. And ladies, I did this one baby step, one day, one week, one month, and one year at a time. I had to say it, I had to believe it, and affirm it in a way that influenced for the better the way that I ate, the way that I moved, and influenced the choices that I made when it came to getting more restful sleep and drinking more water, and it influenced my life overall for the better. I had to stop thinking about it as an event. It is who I am, and I stand firm on that. It is who I am. I am someone who eats, who moves my body, and make choices so that I am healthy, period. I should also note that another driving factor was watching aging family members struggle, and I mean really struggle with their health, due to poor eating and exercise habits. And I know that some of you can probably relate to watching people you love struggle and sometimes pass away due to poor health, some of which are in part to the choices that they made. It was a real wake-up call for me, a reminder that I have one body and one chance to get it right, and it's my responsibility to be a good steward and honor the body that God has given me in the best way that I can. Now, I know you're probably thinking, whoa, LaDon, that is heavy. Well, that's because it is, in the sense that we often treat our health like it's something that we can pick and choose when it's important. And while we can, the question is, should we? Should we decide that this is the year, the month, the week, the day that I'm going to focus on getting it right? Or is it better to say, I am committed to my health and wellness, period. Now, there are a lot of things that you can do that fall under your commitment. But what I want you to lock in on is that a change in perspective or a mindset shift needs to happen so that you're not focused on losing weight as an event. Instead, focus on living your life, being committed to your health and wellness as a part of who you are. Earlier, I was talking about the word diet in the verb tense. And I promise this isn't going to be an English or a grammar lesson because Lord knows I need a refresher, even though English was one of my favorite subjects, but I digress. Using the word as a noun means the kinds of food that a person, animal, or community habitually eats, like a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet, or food and drink regularly provided or consumed, like a diet of fruits and vegetables or a vegetarian diet. Having that perspective, being healthy is based on the actions that I habitually do or things that I regularly do. That's the mind shift you need to have. Shift your mind to affirm those thoughts. Listen, I know that you don't want to be on the hamster wheel of weight loss or the roller coaster of being all in or all out or feeling like you are never going to get to a place where you're happy with your body. I'm here to tell you, though, that it is very hard to get off the hamster wheels and the roller coasters and the loop-de-loops if you continue to look at it as just the next diet, and instead of looking at it as a way of living your life in the way that affirms who you say you want to be or what you say you want to achieve. And what do I mean by living a life that affirms your goals? I mean building habits and setting routines and system and having systems in place that affirm and support your health and wellness goals. And not just health and wellness goals as it relates to weight loss, but for your life in general. Because all of the parts of our life play a role in what you can achieve when it comes to your health and wellness and when it comes to your weight loss goals. I want you to stop for a minute and think about your current routines and your current habits. Do you have a solid morning and evening routine? Do you have a routine that helps you start your day on the right foot and a routine that helps you end your day well? And if you do, that's great. Now think about how you can level up those routines and make them better. And if you don't have a solid routine, girl, listen, I need you to get an AM. I need you to get on the AM and PM routine train, because if I know one thing, I know that routines have and continue to allow me to be more and allow me to do more and not less. Not less as some people would believe. I've met some people who say that routines don't allow them to be creative, but I beg to differ. I find that routines allow me to have more space and to be more creative. I'm just saying. Again, I digress. I got off on a tangent, but I firmly believe that. So getting back to my original question, are you living a life in a way that affirms what you want to achieve when it comes to your health, your wellness, and your weight loss goals? Because it is not enough to want to lose weight, and is not enough to do work for a season or a month or several months or even a year, only to slide back to the habits because you can't sustain the mindset you need to sustain the results. Now, nutrition and exercise, they are keys to losing weight, but the master key is your mindset. Your mindset has to know and believe that this is a way of life, and your actions have to affirm that mindset. So with that, I'm going to close this episode with just one thing you need to do to get started with the shift that you need to stop dieting and start living. And that is to create an affirmation or a statement that affirms or declares who you are as it relates to your health and wellness journey. For instance, for me, one of the main reasons I took a social media break is because I found that it wasted a lot of my time. And let me rephrase that. I found that I wasted a lot of my time on those platforms. So one of the statements that I say as it relates to me and time is, I am someone who honors the time and talent that God has blessed me with. And when I think about procrastinating or doing something that isn't going to bring me or my family value or joy, that statement, it pops into my mind because it's one of the statements that I actually look at and I think about every day. And so that statement really helps me to stop and think and make better choices with my time and my talents. So for you, what is a health and wellness affirmation you can create and say daily, and also think about when you're faced with choices about food and exercise and rest, or really anything that may prevent you from achieving your goals? I highly encourage you to create an affirmation statement, or two or three, and say them and believe them and affirm them daily. And I promise you that if you do, at the very least, it will cause you to pause and think about some choices that you may have on autopilot. And stopping and thinking will lead you to make different and better choices, which will have a ripple effect. And you can begin to embody and live as the healthy and fit person that you choose to be. All right, love, let's close out this episode because that is all, says the clock on the wall. And usually I leave you with a Bible verse or quote, but today I'm going to leave you with this affirmation. And it is, I honor my body as a sacred temple. I am in the process of loving my body. I am strong and beautiful, and my body is a precious gift. All right, and until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.